Well, we appreciate each one that's here. Thank the Lord being able to be together this morning. Glad to have a couple of my children, grandchildren. Very special. This morning I'd like to look and start in the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter. Exodus 14, verse 10. It says, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. For the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." I was thinking about how they were in a tight place. They were entangled in the wilderness. They were entrapped. The Red Sea was in front of them. What would we have done? But I want to notice here, Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians march after them. You know, the devil doesn't give up easily, does he? He doesn't let people go easily. He fights, I guess what you'd call, was that tooth and toenail? He fights relentlessly, trying to hinder what God wants to do, trying to fight against God's people, trying to fight those that he's endeavoring to deliver. The devil is there. He's faithful at that job. He's faithful at his job. I'll say that he does have that going for him. But the devil is hard after people. He's hard after us also. And there was a complaint that came out. They're in this tight situation, and they reasoned, "We told you to leave us alone. We should have, there wasn't enough graves there, so you brought us out here to bury us all out here." The tightness brought a complaint. It brought a reaction, the wrong reaction. But I know situations can bear sometimes upon us, and the devil tries to get a reaction. But I'm thinking about the instruction he gave them to fear ye not, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, the Lord has a way of deliverance, and the devil fights every step sometimes. I know just recently it was like, I don't know, it was just boom, boom, boom. You know, just like you're up against things that come against you. But God, He wants us to not fear, to stand still, and to see the salvation of the Lord. Now this stand still, I believe it's referring to, He wanted them to be quiet. You know, the Scripture also likens the devil as a roaring lion. It says he's a roaring lion that seeks whom he may devour. And we know lions, they, on my phone, I get these YouTube things of lion attacking these. They're ferocious. I've seen them attack animals, hyenas, different things. These lions have come in, sometimes several of them. They're very, very fierce, and that's the way the devil is. And we've got to fight against the wiles of the devil. We've got to fight against the tricks of Satan that he tries to... He'll try to strike fear into our hearts. He'll try to get us to doubt salvation, to get us to doubt the deliverances that God has for us in our life. He tries to come in like a roaring lion to bring accusations. He's an accuser of the brethren. He does all he can to fight against us. And he has different forms. He has different ways that he comes. Sometimes he appears as an angel of light. But we want to recognize that we're in a tight place. We're in a close place. He said, stand still. You know, it's not a time to accuse God. It's not a time to murmur or complain. I thought different times of the way that God led the children of Israel. It wasn't by... He didn't make any mistakes. He knew what he was doing. He knew where he was leading them, but he led them in difficult places. He led them. There was time when there was no water. The people were thirsty. That it was a difficult place. It was a dry place. It was a hard place for them. But they murmured and they complained. Now what they should have just did is bowed their hearts before God and said, Lord, we're thirsty. Our cattle are thirsty. Our children are thirsty. Lord, help us. Help us. But they complained. They murmured. And there's a temptation for us all to do that when things happen and go contrary to us. It's easy for murmurings and complainings to come out. And I sure wouldn't want the Lord's job. Oh, the Lord hears the hearts of humanity, the billions of people. Can you imagine the complaints that go up to God? That I can't sometimes... Oh, Lord. He hears those. He bears with people. But there's a temptation when we're in a difficult place for the murmuring and the complaining to come out. And the enemy presses us hard sometimes. You know, the Lord wants us to be thankful. He wants us to be appreciative, to be gracious. Lord, I thank you for all the good things that you've blessed me for in my life. I thank you. If the devil can get us in a negative vein, looking at all the... There will always be negative things to see and negative things to look at in life if you want to look at them. They're there. You know, there's a saying that talked about, it mentioned that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. It's what we're looking at. It's what... You know, it says when they saw Pharaoh and they saw his army coming after him, it affected them. It's what we focus our attention on. Are we focusing on the negative? Are we focusing on our problems, our trouble? Or are we focusing on the one that's strong and mighty? The one that's able to help us. Now, I know it's a challenge for us when Pharaoh's on our heels. It's a challenge. It's a challenge to us to keep our focus on upon God upon His deliverance, His salvation. He said, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." You know, I believe the Lord still has salvation today. He's still able to deliver from sin, from the depths of sin, from the clutches of sin. He's able to heal heal the body. He's able to help us in our troubles. He's able to be there for us. Lord, help us to keep our eyes upon Him and trust in Him and be able to receive what He has for us. But I want to encourage us today to train our eye to see more than what meets the eye, but to be able to recognize sometimes it's hard to see God's plan. It's hard to see, you know, exactly. Just like them, they questioned, "Why did you lead us here? Why did you bring us into this place where there's no water?" The Lord led them there. That was the, you remember, the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. The Lord was leading them. He was helping them. And so there's going to be challenges that come up in our lives. There's going to be things, and we just want to keep our mind stayed upon God. We want to trust in Him. We want to be able to quiet our heart and our spirit. And that's one of my thoughts this morning. He said to stand still. Be still. Be quiet. You know, it's a... And I'm not just talking about... I'm talking about verbally some, but mostly up here. In our mind, in our spirit. Our mind can be, sometimes I don't have to be saying anything, and my mind can be just be going overloaded. What am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? What's going to work out here? But God wants us to have a trust in Him, a dependency upon Him, and to look and I believe. You might have to help me with this, but didn't he say one place, "He caused thee to suffer hunger"? There's a scripture that said He allowed you to suffer hunger that He might make you to know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So He allowed them to go through situations like this to help them to recognize their dependency and to help them to recognize how much they needed His help and the Lord's blessing and His help in their lives. He allowed them to go through difficult places so He could bring salvation and deliverance. But it's all through our life. We need salvation and deliverance, not just initial experience when we've given our heart to God and we repented of our sins, and that's very vital. We had that in Sunday school. To be born again, you must be born again. That's the starting point. But you know, there's giants all along the way. You know, after they got out of here, they were delivered. Egypt was a type of sin. They were delivered from their sins, but the battles were just getting started. The battle was just getting, it was just starting to begin. So, Lord, help us today. Go ahead.
Deuteronomy 8:3.
You want to read that, Brother Willie?
"And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live."
So He had a purpose. It wasn't just a random thing. God had a purpose And you know, so many times our human minds and our human brains cannot comprehend. We were at the family mom's birthday, and I was visiting with Josh Bell, and he is working on some kind of a lift, and he fell, and he was describing somehow his foot, the drill went up into his foot. How that happened, he said, I couldn't have done that if I would have tried. I couldn't have done it. One time, Nathan, we were at the ballpark. Nathan hit a ball, and it came and hit me on the head. And he said, "What are the odds? What are the odds of that happening?" Well, I felt that time it was pretty high. But you know, the Lord has a purpose for things. I told Josh, I said, sometimes the Lord's trying to get our attention. Sometimes, and then Josh said, "I finished my job. I took myself to urgent care to get attended to." But he said, "I looked up and I said, why now? why now?" These people were waiting on their water. They had the water shut off. He was trying to get this fixed so they could get the water back on it. And it was like, why right at this point? Our human brains and our minds don't understand why all these things sometimes happen against us. But we want to lift our eyes up to heaven and say, "Lord, you know, I'm doing the best I know how. I'm doing the best I can. Will you help me in this trial?" Murmuring doesn't help. Complaining doesn't. Why did you allow this? Accusing God. He allowed that thing for a purpose. He led them in that direction for a purpose, and sometimes we don't see it. We don't see it. Sometimes it hurts so bad, it just blows us. We just don't understand or comprehend. Sometimes the Lord reveals it later. We can see, "Well, Lord, now I see why you allowed that to happen." But at the time, sometimes, does that mean that we don't trust God? No. You know, it talks about the chastening of the Lord. He chastens His children that He loves. He corrects us. He works in our lives. He does things. He stirs things up. It's always, there's a purpose, there's a plan. And Lord, help us to be able to receive, to learn the lesson. You know, I think sometimes what the Lord does, if we don't get the lesson, He'll probably bring us back. He'll bring us back around. Here we go again. You know, isn't that way when they train horses? They do things kind of out of the ordinary to get the horses used to different experiences. And if they don't pass the test, they kind of lead them around and they'll bring it back to them again. Lord, help us to pass the test. Help us, Lord, to learn. Teach me, oh God, in the midst of my trouble. You know, it seems like, is it just me or is it humanity that sometimes we're hard learners?
It's not just you.
Sometimes it's difficult for us to get a hold of what God is trying to teach us. But I'm thankful today that the Lord is patient. He's patient with us. He's long-suffering with us. He'll help us if we continue to trust to Him and to yield our hearts to Him and to submit ourselves to Him. We'll be able to grow in those places. You know, when they got through that place here, they could look back and they say, "You remember when we were trapped by the Red Sea and it looked like there was no way out? It looked like this was the last." I tell you, I've been in places in my spiritual life like that. I've been in places like, "This is it." I don't know how I'm going to take another step. I don't know how I'm going to go forward. And it looked like I was going to perish. And lo and behold, the Lord sent help. The Lord sent, opened up a way that I didn't see. He opened up an avenue I'd never thought of. They looked back and they remembered. And then they thought, you know, the place when there was no water and it was dry. We felt like God had forsaken us. We felt like God wasn't there. It seemed like prayers weren't going through. But you know, in time, the Lord sent some water. Out of a place that we had never imagined. Out of a rock. Who would have thought? But He struck the rock, and water came forth out of a rock. You know, God can use, I've mentioned this before, God has used people that didn't know Him to talk to me. God has used people that were far away in their hearts and minds. He allowed them to say things that I needed to hear. You know, we need to be receptive. We need to be open to whatever way God wants to speak to us. He used the donkey. He uses nature. He uses all things to speak words to us. Lord, help us today to be able to quiet our hearts, our mind, and our spirit. You know, we live in a world today that's just so full of noise, full of commotion. The airwaves are full. So much going on. And it's important for us to be able to quiet our spirit from the busyness of life, from the cares of life, the responsibilities of life, to be able to quiet our spirit and our heart, our mind. Have you ever got down to pray and your mind was going, boom? We went to visit Sister Mary Lawson. Oh, it's been a couple of weeks ago now, maybe. But she preached that she'd come to Oregon, usually in February, and hold us a couple of night services. But she preached the message one time, and I told her of it. I remembered it. But her message was living life in the fast lane. You know, we've got a fast lane and a slower lane. We drive down the highway. The fast lane is the passing lane. The slower lane, you're supposed to stay to the right. Not everybody does that. Not everybody knows that. But it's kind of a... They've got signs now on I-35, don't impede the left lane. But life gets busy. Life gets going fast. And Lord, help us to be able to stand still, to step aside, and to quiet our heart, to quiet our mind and our spirit, and allow the Lord to speak to us. Allow Him to talk to us. I remember one time in prayer, years ago, I was complaining in prayer, bringing my petitions, kind of wound up. And the Lord spoke to me while I was on my knees. He said, if you get quiet, I'll help you out. In other words, if you get still and you get quiet, I'll give you direction and I'll help you. And there's something to being able to hear that still small voice. One of my favorite songs is number 144. I don't know how many times my wife has heard me sing this. It says, O be still, thou soul of mine. Thou art not forsaken. Though the powers of sin may rage, thou shalt be unshaken. He who gave his life for thee thus permits that thou shouldst be for thy good, as thou shalt see, tempted for a season. For thy good, as thou shalt see. There was a purpose. There was a plan. Be courageous, firm, and true when life's battles waging. Oh, be still, my soul, and rest when the tempest raging. Now, can we do that? That's a challenge to us all today. It's kind of easy to be still, perhaps, when everything's going well. But when the tempest is raging, can we be still and have faith and have trust and confidence in God? He who doth our sorrows share in His love and tender care, trials more than thou canst bear, will not let thee suffer. Why shouldst thou so fearful be at the tempter's roaring? Simply trust in God alone, Satan's wrath ignoring. You remember in Pilgrim's Progress, the pathway led Christian right between two hungry lions. You remember that? They were chained, but Christian couldn't see it. He didn't see they were chained. And he could barely go through. And those lions on both sides were swinging ferociously, wanting to devour, wanting to have a good lunch. You know, the Lord has the devil chained. The devil does a lot in this world. You can see his handiwork all over. But when it comes to the children of God, Satan can only go so far. And we see that in the account of Job. The Lord had a hedge about Job. But the Lord does allow us to be tried, tested. But the enemy would like to strike fear. He'd like to strike panic. He'd like to strike unbelief, doubts into our heart to hinder us from receiving what God has for us. Why shouldst thou so fearful be at the tempter's roaring, simply trust in God alone, Satan's wrath ignoring? See God's tenderness and prove with the sainted host above His unfailing, wondrous love ever for thee caring. Yes, dear Lord, I will be still. You know, this song here has helped me many times to steel my heart. To remind me to put my faith and my trust and my confidence in God, and that I don't have to be intimidated by the powers of hell and the powers of Satan. Yes, dear Lord, I will be still. I will trust Thee ever. I'll submit to all Thy will, cling to Thee forever. Lord, Thou knowest what is best. Confident in this, I'll rest. Thou knowest what is best. Confident in this, I'll rest. You know, it's important for us to believe in the Lord's love, the Lord's care, and what the Lord is trying to accomplish in our life. The Lord is just not trying to make everything easy for us. He's not trying to just make everything. He's trying to get us to heaven. That's His goal. He wants to get us to heaven, and He wants to get those that are around us to heaven, and He's going to do whatever it takes to help you and I to grow, to be more what He's calling us to be faithful to Him. He's doing everything He can to get you and I to heaven, and I believe He does that. Lord, Thou knowest what is best. Confident in this, I'll rest till I dwell with all the blessed and with Thee in heaven. I thank the Lord this morning for His works, for His care, for His mercy, for His help. Let's stand still, fear ye not, and see the salvation of God. Believe in His deliverance, believe in His help, and I believe the Lord will help us. I know He's faithful to help and to be with us. Pray for me.